Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Queen left a handwritten note on Philip's coffin, signed Lilibet, Prince Philip's nickname for her. The note said, in loving memory, and was placed alongside Philip's cap. Her Majesty is expected to spend less and less time at Buckingham Palace as she makes Windsor Castle her main residence so that she can be close to Philip. Per the Mirror, palace insiders now say that although Buckingham Palace, which is undergoing a £369 million refurbishment, will be the Queen's primary workplace, it is unlikely to be her main residence. An insider said, the kindest thing to do is to allow her to live where she feels most comfortable. The Daily Star suggests Prince Philip's funeral could make a turning point in the history of the monarchy, with the Queen potentially stepping back from her role as head of state. Sarah Richardson, professor of modern British history at the University of Warwick, said the poignant ceremony would have been an ordeal for Her Majesty. She has a really strong sense of service and duty and protocol, Professor Richardson added. She's attended many funerals in the past and she strongly follows the rituals and so on. In some ways, it would have been comforting for her that the Duke of Edinburgh played such a strong role in planning and organizing the service, but it must have been an ordeal at the very least. The other thing I think it represented to me was that it's a turning point in the future of the monarchy. To some extent, this is the end of a period. The Queen will carry on and she will carry on doing her duty. She's already gone back to work to some extent. I think she will step back more and more. She's in her mid-90s and seeing her there solely on her own, when she's been accompanied by Philip for 70-odd years, I think it represents a turning point. Richardson believes the conversation between William and Harry may have been very deliberate to make the Queen have one fewer thing to worry about. The whole family, apart from the Queen, walked back to the castle from the chapel, and the fact that Harry walked with William and Kate, I think it was perhaps a symbol that there is at least a willingness to talk and perhaps have some rapprochement between the two princes. Lip readers analysed that conversation, and when William took off his mask, he's believed to have said, "Yes, it was great, wasn't it?" And Harry's response may have been, "It was as he wanted." Body language analyst Adrian Carter told the Mirror, the brothers appeared at ease. Kate seemed to take the lead in chatting, but when the brothers started to walk together, it was entirely natural with no sign of stress or discord in their companionship. There was no forced show and no sign of avoiding each other. In fact, William paused so Harry could walk up the hill with them. It looks to me like grief has reunited them. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Others are reporting that Harry was somewhat iced by the royals. According to the Mail on Sunday, Princess Anne, Prince Edward, and his wife Sophie, the Countess of Wessex, did not acknowledge him before or during the service at Windsor Castle. Only Prince Andrew, who stepped back from the royal duties after a disastrous interview with the BBC in 2019, sympathised with him, a source told the newspaper. They said, he knows from Sarah Ferguson, and now firsthand, how it feels to be the outsider, which Harry very much is. As far as the others are concerned, there is a deep sense of protection towards the Queen and resentment towards Harry. There is little sympathy for him after what he and Meghan said on Oprah. Charles reportedly has been seeking to spend time with Harry, but as of the time of this recording, Harry was eager to return home. A source told the Daily Mail, there has been talk that Charles will walk around Windsor with Harry to look at some of the tributes and spend some time together. Looking ahead to this week, on Wednesday, Her Majesty will turn 95. Little fanfare is expected. As always, she will continue her sense of duty and return to work. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.